Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delta 5 with Mind Your Own Business. They had a discography of singles and whatnot on Q-Rock Stars a couple of years back, and before that, starting off the podcast, was a band from Leeds, UK called Cowtown. Thanks for listening to another podcast that I'm doing. My name's George. The Olympics are on, but God, I really don't care. Don't really care. I don't really care about the Olympics, but in tribute to the Olympics, here is something new by Bastard Noise. Man, new sightings. Always a good time when sightings puts a new record out. This one's not on Load. I forgot what label it's on. But that song was called Tar and Pine. Another band you would associate with Load Records, but that record was not a Load Records album, was Landed, also from Providence. Sound called Osama Oxycontin from an album called Liver and Lungs that came out on the Corleone record label, also from Providence. And God, keep going in that direction. Extreme Animals was before Landed. Even though it's people from Paper Rad, that is the guy who doesn't live in Providence. A guy from San Diego and a guy from Pittsburgh. And that song was called Witch Tricks from a recent CD they did. Before that was Bastard Noise with USA Today from their split album with Endless Blockade, who are from Canada. And that's on 20 Bucks Spin. Coming up here, I have something new from Josh Alper from Santa Cruz band and former Zum artist The Lowdown. He has a new band with Glenn Donaldson. And they're called the Art Museums. And this is from their new album coming out on Woodsist.
Secular joy. He's a peculiar boy. But now the luster is gone, the peculiar boy is no more. We'll save him from being a man not me. He's got precious youth. But now the shine grows in change, tradition for win. Who will save him from being a man not me? Got clothes all red, on a purple bed. But now the resin in his eyes is no longer a prize. We'll save him from being a man. now his skin is black. He shows a certain lack. Who'll save him from being a man, not me?
They throw thunderbolts with the best of them. They sure like to show off their incisors. I put it down to their hunger. My little quarterbacks of pride. See, there's a whole theater going on in here. And I used to think I ran the whole damn show. But in truth, they're really running me. Their little voices won't let me go.
This is a track from Erica Pomerance from an album she did in 1968 on ESP Disc. And yeah, that stuff is pretty great and pretty wild. And she kind of dropped out of music after that and now is a filmmaker living in Canada. Before Erica Pomerance was Scout Niblet from her new album, The Calcination of Scout Niblet, and a song called IBD. I believe the BD stands for Bullshit Detector. Before Scout Niblet was Mike Donovan, now better known as Sick Alps, and a project he did a few years ago called Mesh. And a song called Beautiful Deceiver that was on a compilation CD that came out with the old Sound Collector magazine, if you remember that at all. That was Lars Kreslin's zine before Arthur. And before the Mesh track was Dimaxion with Cognitive Dissonance Penitentiary. And I recently met Jeremy from Dimaxion. He was in the Bay Area, and I guess he's doing a recording project with John Dietrich from Deerhoof. And yeah, I've always been a fan of his stuff, and finally got to meet him, so that was pretty cool. And he was buying a lot of records at the Haiti benefit shows that Paul Kosturis put together. And yeah, he was throwing down some cash. Before that was the Monochrome set with the song He's Frank, which I first heard as a cover by the Sneetches, and then got into the band. Actually, I'm not super into the rest of the band so much. That song is real different than the rest of their stuff, but that is a pretty awesome song. Before that was the Art Museums and a new record that they've been doing. A solo bedroom recording project of Josh Alper and with other people on the record. I believe live it's with Virginia from the Mantles and Glenn Donaldson. And Glenn Donaldson's on the record. But now I'm going to play something from recently issued, I guess super limited the first time around, the first Harvey Milk album that just got reissued on Hydrahead.
Oh,
7-inch with Innoculist. And the song is called Two Cocks Waving Wildly at Each Other Across a Vast Open Space, a Dark Icy Tundra. And Jana Hunter is no longer performing under her name. She's got a new project name for it, I am told, and she lives in Baltimore now. But yeah, that was maybe supposedly the last thing she's recorded under the Jana Hunter name brand. Before that was an old track from My Little Red Toe and a song called David Boring. Before that was Merlin Is Magic by Harvey Milk from their first album that just got reissued. That's it for me. This is George. Follow my Twitter, GeorgeTheChen, and check ZumOnline.com. ZumAudio.com is the same URL that just goes to the same website. But yeah, we have a couple records we're putting out this year. The next two things, one of them is this release by Core of the Coleman, which is George Beringer, and he's living out in Prague right now. But this is from a CD that's coming out soon called Box of Alaska.